Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about leading change by clearing the air. We're talking about leading change by by getting focused and making sure your people are focused. When you talk to them about the next thing that you want to do, and you're going and there's going to be a next thing because the marketplace is moving too fast. If you can't stay focused, if you can't have your track shoes on, you're probably not going to make it. You're probably going to get run over, aren't you, Rick?
You sure are, yeah. And let me tell your listeners about another option for that kind of debriefing that I call it a what-if scenario, only because the agency that developed it didn't have a name for it. And they will bring people in, like sometimes it's contractors, sometimes it's a customer, and people going to work on the project. And they'd say, look, everybody knows what this project is we're about to start. And when we look around the room, there's tons of experience here. And so what I'd like to do right now is brainstorm what could go wrong. Mm-hmm. And they said you can fill up the room with stuff. You know, there's nobody's defensive because you're talking about the future, but mm-hmm. you're saying, well, this could happen. Mm-hmm. And they said, all right, so let's triage which of these are most critical. And so they identify and they say, all right, so this table, I want you to come up with strategies so if the problem happens, here's how we'll handle it. Mm-hmm. And be specific. Don't say we'll communicate. Say Bob will call Mary and here are the 3 points that they're going to get agreement on. And what they were surprised with is, one, when problems came up, this didn't surprise them. When problems came up, they had ways to grapple with them right away. Mm-hmm. So that helped. The thing that surprised them is fewer problems came up. And I believe it's because they got these stakeholders together talking, so it was easier to work out things before a problem became a big problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a pretty easy thing. It's highly energetic. You would need a facilitator to run the meeting,
right.
But it can be a very, very powerful tool.
And so you're saying just find out, ask them, you know, all right, so here's what we want to do. Here are the components of it. Let's break down where this thing could fail. Where could be held up? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I'm exactly saying that. And I would start having people, even if it's a group of 10 people around the table, I would start with doing it in pairs or threes. It makes it easier mm-hmm. for people to talk. And do it in brainstorm fashion. Don't discuss every item as it comes up. You want a long list.
But you got to write these things down.
Oh, they've got to be written down.
And so then you migrate the things you discover. You migrate those over to something you can manage, to a list you can manage, and then you say, okay, this is not applicable to this project we're going to be working on, but these six are, right?
Yep.
You sort of cull the things that are not going to be applicable.
Right. And well, you do two things. You cull the ones that are not going to be applicable, and you also pick, if it's a really long list, you pick those items that are the real showstoppers.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to touch everything, but if people in the room went, oh, yeah, if we work on that one, that's a big deal,
well,
then that's one to work on.
And it also tells you where you need to start your work, too, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely does.
I mean, think about that, folks. If for no other reason, this process would be valuable to know where to start, because you might be starting in an area that's inconsequential, or maybe you're getting the cart before the horse. But if this should tell you, okay, as you said, this is a showstopper, so we better clear this up first. If we can solve this problem, then that opens up a whole opportunity of other issues for us.
Yes, it does. And you don't have to tackle every problem. Sometimes getting in there, it's like a hologram. That, man, if you're tackling that one, it's got tentacles. And I realize I'm mixing my metaphors
right.
out. But if an organization is seriously willing to look at a communication breakdown, they're going to find that if they can start to solve that, they're solving a bunch of other things related to it that they're not even touching directly.
And then the last part of this meeting is, okay, guys, what do you think? Can we do this?
That you're right. What that agency did is they would all sign an agreement that yes, we will go, and they'd actually have a group picture taken. And I know it's a little hokey.
It's called evidence.
It's called evidence. Yes, and it's a symbolic value that we shake
right.
hands, we sign the document,
right.
we've had our picture taken.
Right.
That yeah.
I like that. That's a good one. Hey, good job, Rick. As always, thanks for being here. Good job.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a
give,
pleasure.
Us a web, give us the website again, please.
Sure thing. It's Rick Maurer, RickMaurer.com.
And his books, you can find all of his books there and wherever books are sold. Rick Maurer. We'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.